president would like to speak to Mrs. John Fell in New York. Thank you very much. We'll be right on, sir. One moment. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. President.
That was a tough one, wasn't it? Suppose that civil rights thing has just got them all excited?
That was one of the factors that cost us more than that vote the order requiring the integration of some of these facilities, the order that apparently has been published by the administrator in connection with some of these facilities after a certain period of time.
Yeah, how long ago was that?
I don't know when it was. I hadn't even known anything about it till today, and then somebody brought it up. That's what did it. That was the Republican cohesion in the thing.
How many Republican votes did we get?
I don't know how it wound up, but I'm sure it was less than 10.
Is that right?
Yes.
That right?
And CIO had told us they had 23 firms.
The AFL did?
Yes. And the Municipal League said they had 22 firms. And of course, our own poll showed better than we got about four to change at the end, and still, and every time we got one to change, Charlie would get some.
So.
He had completely under control on his side.
That's a tough one to lose.
Civil rights, that was it on our side. We lost some of these southern boys that we would have otherwise had.
Yeah. What does this mean? Oh, no, well, hell, you know, Christ. Just events are making our problems. Christ, you know, it's like, they shoot this guy in Mississippi, and they shoot somebody, and I mean, it's just, I mean, this has become everything.
It's overwhelming.
That's too bad, this one. However, we might try again. There must be some way we can try to get this back.
I understand it was a little too ambitious from some of the friends.
How much did we have in it?
$50 million, I think. They say they didn't need that much. All they need is enough to finish out the end of the program. We're going to have a new authorization anyway, so...
What would you suggest we try to do?
I would suggest that they come out with the minimum they can get by with, considering what's in the pipeline. But in figures, I don't know. I'd like to talk to Pat about that.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's a tough lot. But
well,
we
I'm awfully sorry.
How upset are the Southerners?
Well, there's some of them are mad, but those you can't count on anyway.
That's right.
Most of them are frightened.
Yeah.
Elliot Hagan of Georgia just came in. He said, you know, I don't know whether I can stand the heat on this integration order. He said, my people are just completely upset over this thing, and said, I've had no letters for it, that every letter I've had has been against it. Fulton of Florida, he'd been reported this morning, spoke with us, and he got frightened outside. The integration scare. And,
of course, the trouble with the goddamn thing is we've got all these programs, and then everybody wants to, you know, they say you shouldn't spend money in a way to encourage segregation, so the guy announces he's going to integrate, and then, of course, every Southerner says, Well, I think we just got to consider, maybe we just have to send up a supplemental, another public works thing, which will, you know, just a new program and try to start over again a little later. And maybe it is, maybe it won't be quite as excitable.
I think, accelerated public works program, I think it would go. I sort of think it would.
Yeah. Okay, good.
And one other thing, this is going to expect mass transit. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
And of course, it's going to kill any of these farm bills. Cooley wouldn't vote with us, and I couldn't talk to the exchange.
Why wouldn't he vote with us?
I don't know. A committee chairman, can you imagine that? And he just said he was committed. Hogue voted against us. Mahon, we lost some of the top men of the House.
Yeah. Well, he came out. He
didn't do a damn thing with us.
Civil rights, is it?
It's civil rights, yeah.
Is it the administrator's thing, or because of, I suppose, the whole climate has just gotten...
Well, I think it's both.
Yeah.
I think the fact that they're afraid they might get caught with an integrated...
vote.
Somebody might build a motel, and it'll be the only integrated one in their town, you know. And that sort of thing. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. Well, we just have to take them as they come.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Carl. Thank you. Governor? Governor, how are you? I was away out at sea when this matter came up, and I wanted to express my appreciation to you. I hear you don't have all your votes that close down there, do you? No, but God, that was a close one, but I was out on the Kitty Hawk, but I just want to tell you, I remembered our conversation, I appreciated what you... Well, as a matter of fact, it's helped a lot, and it's made a big difference down in Florida, so we just... Oh, yeah. Well, I appreciate that. When are you coming up here? Okay, fine. Well, I'll be going to Europe next weekend, but I'll be back after 10 days. Oh, well, thank you, Governor. Righto, good, fine. Thank you. Thank you. I heard you weren't able to get out there. I wondered if there's anything that we could do up here, I could do that, this situation I'm concerned about, because I hate to, I'm trying to, in my message I'm sending up there on Wednesday, we're going to try to urge them as much ease as we can while the Congress takes a look at it, but I was wondering whether there's anything that we could do to make the situation less critical down there.
Yes, sir, here's the only thing I know. Associated Press man was in this morning, and I told him what a wonderful fellow you were. Of course, any other things you hear about it, don't pay attention, because I really think the world out.
Well, I appreciate
it. I tell people that, and I know you're a marvelous man, have a terrible job, an impossible job.
Right.
The only thing that I know is that if you could somewhere or other ask the people in your own way, I mean, I know you've got your problems a hundredfold more than I have. But if you could just urge on the electric court to go through the court and not have margin and intimidation, let me take down here that, if you don't mind me, I'll put the telling.
Sure.
We have, frankly, almost everything under control. We have done what I told the merchants. I've been entirely up to them. If they want to sell the whites, to sell the papers, or take or anything in the world, it's up to them, and I'm going to protect them with every force at my command. But I want an order, a court order, if anybody comes in and says, hey, you've got to do it, Alex. You've got to do it. Now, frankly, my people here have come around to it. I'm just amazed that fine little leader that called me just the last day or two. He called and said, last night, at the door. He said, he's a fine son of a bitch. He said, we just don't want to put up with it. See, we have our people going through there. We put our policemen protecting everybody who comes in. They threaten to bomb me and shoot me and all that. I don't care.
Yeah.
But he said, yep.
I understand
that. The word out of you.
Well, now, what about it, Mayor? I talked to some of the clergymen who were up here today from Jackson.
Yes.
And I tell you what.
Let me interrupt just a second. One that you talked to probably doesn't like me. There's a lot of them down here would like me.
Well, now, I tell you, I got Bishop Allen was here. Bishop Giroux and Reverend Whitney were in here.
Reverend Whitney doesn't like me.
Well, now, when I talked to them, there seemed to be two or three things that didn't seem to me to be too unreasonable. One was this question of policemen.
Oh, I've got that.
Yeah.
I was so disappointed this morning I went inside. I had two all picked up that I've been working on for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And they were just ready to go and to come up. And then the other thing on truck drivers, I'd rather do that than all of a sudden my boys picked up on that, but I'm going to handle that. And wait a minute.
Well, now with the cross guards.
We got those all picked out.
Yeah.
All picked out and ready for me. They're just not in it. That's it. We've answered every other thing, like I told them, except the biracial committee. I just can't do that right.
Well, now, what about if the. Here was a. What about if. Let me talk to. I'm going to talk to. I understand Reverend Smith. Is he the stud duck down there?
Oh, yeah, he's Smith.
Yeah.
He's not the cop. Houghton, is the one that called his problem. He's real smart. They listen to him a lot.
Houghton, H-O-U-G-H-T-O-N?
H-O-U-G-H-T-O-N.
Yeah.
Sanders, I have Sanders in the I have Sanders is supposed to be the kid.
Reverend, is he a reverend?
Yeah.
He's a professor.
Okay.